As part of the Jubilee celebration, the city of Gloucester, England, will present the Queen with a pie made from lampreys. That's a type of eel. It's a tradition dating back centuries, but it wouldn't be happening without some help from Britain's friends across the pond. Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth of NPR's How to Do Everything podcast explain.
The royal family used to spend Christmas in Gloucester, which was an honor for the people that lived there.
Here's Sarah Macy of the Gloucester Folk Museum.
We used to give them one lamprey pie each Christmas just to say thanks for coming to Gloucester.
And the lamprey, just to be clear, is a blood-sucking parasite.
Absolutely. They're very ugly, ugly things, if I'm honest. It's an eel with almost like a leech head. And the lamprey at the time was very, very common in the River Severn, which is our river.
But now, lampreys are a protected species in the UK. They wish they had more of them.
Here in the Great Lakes, though, the lamprey is best described as
A noxious, destructive pest.
That's Mark Gaydon from the Great Lakes Fishery Commission.
They have the mouth of an alien. And in the middle of that mouth is a file-like tongue that flicks its way through the scales and skin of the fish, feeding on the fish's blood. It's an invasive fish that accidentally entered the system and caused incredible havoc on the fishery.
So Gloucester needs lampreys to make the royal pie.
And the United States needs to get rid of lampreys for the health of their Great Lakes.
From the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission,
Mark Gaydon was happy to provide.
Welcome to the ancient noble cathedral city of Gloucester. Would you please be so kind as to step forward and present your lampreys to the right worshipful, the mayor of Gloucester.
That's the town crier of Gloucester in a ceremony a few weeks ago.
Now we wanted to know just how gross a lamprey pie would be. So we asked Mark to send a couple eels to the Pleasant House Bakery here in Chicago.
They specialize in British-style pies. Art Jackson owns the place.
The UPS driver walked in with a blue cooler, an igloo cooler. The UPS driver asked if we were expecting a heart or a kidney. So I told him no. Eels. And he said, well, that makes sense. So, yeah. So right here we have two beautiful specimens. Reminds me of science class.
Does anything about what you're seeing right now say to you, delicious pie?
It's not screaming yummers.
1 hour and 45 minutes later.
Not a bad pie. Not a bad pie.
And you know, it really wasn't bad. We tried it too, and it tasted just like a pot pie you'd get at the store.
Yeah, the key is to just not think about the fact it's filled with blood-sucking parasites. For NPR News, I'm Ian Chillog.
And I'm Mike Danforth.
Mike and Ian produced the podcast, How to Do Everything. This is NPR News.